Yeah, hey there. How's it going here? Okay, so I'm connected to the VM. The virtual. Okay, first of all, okay. I didn't know that you were still doing stuff to Dean, because you said that you blocked him in that devil call, and I have the recording to prove it. And so does Simon. Simon got it recorded of you blocking him. Don't mean to bring Simon into this, but... Oh, yeah. Pretty much. That's what I say about Dean. Pretty much. But I didn't know that you were still doing stuff to Dean. I didn't know, you know. Sorry if I accused you of not doing stuff to Dean. I mean, because it seemed like you were going after just me. And I was like, what the heck? Yes, I did stuff to you. Yes, you might be a little very ticked off at me, and yes, your dad might want to be very ticked off at me too, and I don't blame you guys for being ticked off at me, and I'm sorry for doing those things, and I'm going to try to make it up to you. I know it's going to take a long time, but if you think about it, you know, like I said this morning, and I'm sorry if I was kind of quiet, and my mom was
2:09 p.m. Send voice, position, direct, record, send button.
Sorry, my iPad's acting really weird today. Sorry if I was kind of quiet. If you hear that weed whacker, someone's weed whacking our freaking lawn. So, sorry if I was kind of quiet. I'm sorry if I am kind of loud now. I just can talk about this stuff now because my mom knows exactly what's going on, and she knows that me and you are three-mying, as you call it. Three-mying back and forth, and our, you know, just three-mying back and forth. So, Dean, okay, think about the whole situation with the death threats, and I know, because I'm involved, because it came from my account, dude. And I know it's over, kind of, it's, you know, I'm sorry I brought it up, you know. If there's any hard feelings there, I'm sorry if I brought up the whole death threats thing with Dean. But I wanted to use that as an example. Like, you keep bringing, you know, we keep bringing up Joseph in our conversations. Like, he reformatted your hard drive. That's basically what's his face? Patrick did to Angela. He basically did worse to Angela, but, you know, whatever. My point is, Dean, honestly, of all the stuff he did to you, I mean, I did to you, honestly, this is just, okay, you know, human beings, people are allowed to have their opinion, right? So, my opinion would be that, you know, and, okay, dude, I'm not trying to get out of your wrath. I will take anything you throw at me, dude. Honestly, you can do anything to me, you can even spam me, I'll take it, I'll just let the computer crash and then come back when you're done, or whatever you do, I don't care. You know, if you tell anybody about me, I don't care. Because I know the real goddamn fucking truth. So, shit, if you tell anybody about me, you know, fuck, I don't give a shit, like, seriously. Even Patrick, like, fuck, I haven't blocked, so, you know, I know who my true friends are, and, you know, you're still considered as a friend, to me. I don't know if I am to you right now, but, we're gonna fix that, maybe, possibly, I don't know. But my whole point of this message is, well, part of the message is to talk to you about the thing that Dean did to you. You know, Dean did wrong, too, you know. And I'm not trying, like I said, to weasel out of anything. I'm not saying, okay. Okay. Would you rather... Okay. how do I put this in a nice way? I mean, I don't want to be totally a fucking jerk to you, but shit. I mean, it's probably going to have to be, I'm probably just going to have to be a fucking jerk to you, because I don't know how to put this in a nice way. I don't know how to put things in a nice way, so people understand. But, okay, I'm not trying to put you down or anything, so don't get all freaking pissy and shit. I mean, kind of too much, I don't really care, but Dane did stuff way worse than what I did. Hell, I just called your phone when you were on vacation. You know, okay, I asked for help a lot. Well, yeah. I mean, yes, I asked for help a lot because I want, you know, I want to things, you know. Okay, how do I, okay. I have what I want to explain in my brain, but it won't come out in words. Like, you know how you have stuff in your brain that you think of and you want to say it, but you just don't want to be an absolute prick to somebody? That's like me. But I guess I'll just say it, because if I'm a prick to you, who cares? Because, you know, you're already mad at me anyway, so what the hell? How mad can you get? Like, how mad can you get at a person? So I might as well be a prick to you. So, you know, Dane, like I said, Dane's done worse to you. He's called you by your real name several times. He's got Ivan Sotos and Quentin Williams. Did that one thing to your, they called you by your real name. He's got Ivan calling, in one recording, he's got Ivan calling Moose by his real name, you know, and, he's got, you know, he, think about what Dane is. We, remember when I told you we talked to his mom, and she said the thing about Dane is he does stuff without thinking. Like, I told you before, and I was a nervous wreck, and I texted your phone that day. I truly wasn't a nervous wreck. Because of what happened with the family, and between the family and the virtual machine, and Patrick. You still don't know what half of what Patrick has done, because I know for a fact that you didn't tell him to do this, do what else he's doing. I know for a dang fact you didn't tell him to do this. Because I know you, Adriano. I know you to a T, Adriano. You know, I know for a fact you did not tell Patrick to do what he did to, well, me. So, and if you did, damn, you're a prick. If you didn't, then, you know, I mean, I'm not accusing you, I'm not calling you a prick, but if you did, man, that's pretty low of you. You know? That was pretty low of you to do that, but whatever, I'm not judging you. You know, you did it for a reason, but I know for pretty much fact that you would not tell Pat to do something that awful. And Simon knows for a fact that you would do, you know, because I was talking to Simon. And I was telling him that, hey, you know what Patrick did to our VM, right? He's like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, he, you know, I told him, I'm not actually, you know, I'm not going to tell you in this message what he did. You know, if you want to really know, you can ask me in next message or whatever. But he, you know, I didn't tell anybody except Simon, because Simon's VM too. I didn't even tell you, Because I figured, what the fuck could you do at the cabin? You know? And, you know, what the heck could you do? Anyways, if he, you know, if he, you know, did that. So, I don't know. You know. Let's just say, if I really wanted to be a prick to you, man, I could literally charge you for, if, okay. Okay, let's just say, if I, you told him to do it, you actually were the one that told him to do it, and he did it, which he did, I saw it, and I freaked out, and, called Simon. Told him what happened. Me and him freaked out together. His mom got mad because, well, you know, whole Patrick thing. His dad got mad. His dad ripped us. His dad, you know, was ripping around about Patrick like your dad was doing about me. You know, he said, why the hell does this fucking goddamn cocksucker have to be on the fucking earth? Like, he was ripping around, man. Okay, that's even worse than your dad. I mean, I don't even know what half the stuff that your dad says, but when he said that, that literally, like, was the best thing I ever heard, could have heard about Patrick. From an adult. Like, from an adult. Because, okay, there's no real adults in his life. Patrick's life. So, hearing about him from an actual adult, I was like, holy fuck. Holy shit. Like, really. So, anyways. So what I did, you know, okay, what I could do if I wanted to be a big fat ass bastard and whatever, and if you were actually the one who told him to do this, and you were actually the one who actually, you know, instigated it, I could press charges against you and against Patrick. If I really wanted to be a prick, now I might press charges against Patrick, but I won't press charges against you. Because, shit, you know, we're friends, you know, I mean, you know, but if I really, you know, if I really wanted to be a huge, you know, prick to you and cause you a lot of grief, like, the grief I caused you, in my opinion, was significant, but also, dude, I could cause you more grief than what I even caused you already, bro. So, you're lucky I'm not gonna be a total prick to you, man. Cause I could charge you for what, if you even did it, you know. Which you admitted it to me about the key, and I can also charge you for that. Because that's, you gave Patrick the key without my permission. And that was my, you know, yeah. And that was on my Skype account. That he, that's okay. All I'm gonna say is this, he was messed with my Skype account. And right in that group that I was a filthy ass whore. And that I had no life and I just like to sit on the computer all day. I mean, yeah, you heard my recordings, you heard recordings. You know, and if you told him don't mess with my Skype account, like, I don't know what exactly you told him, but man, okay, I could charge you for that, man. Because that was invasion of privacy. Literally. I could charge you for that, and you could be in, not maybe a lot of trouble. They would just give you a stiff warning because you're an adult, but so am I, but yeah, Patrick could get in big trouble for actually doing it. Okay, because you know what's saying, oh, listen to adults. He listened to you. Even though if you were mad at me and all this crap and you were like saying, oh, I'm so mad at Preston, just Patrick, just don't mess around with his Skype, just do it, just do anything you want on the VM. Dude, I could charge you for that and you could get serious trouble. So you're damn lucky that I'm being nice. You know. Just think about that, because honestly, if your dad knew what you did, I mean, he probably naturally already knows, but, you know, if he doesn't know, you know, hey, imagine if your dad knew what you did, told Patrick to mess with my Skype account. He would say, oh, that's great, if, you know, because he's mad at me too. He would say, oh, that's great and everything, but then he went, you know, if I was really a prick and a piece of, you know, being a piece of shit to you, I could do a lot of damage to your life by getting the police involved, because I know the two towns that you live in, bro. And I know your real name, and I know your dad's real name. So, I have those two in my favor. So, you know my mom, so I don't know if you do, but if you do, you know, you know my, if you, I don't know if you do, but if you do, you know my mom's real name. Which, you know, for some of the stuff I did, you could press charges on me. But it's not like, you know, when I was NVDA remoting your wall hanger or your, what the heck is that thing? That little, stick thingy, the stick PC. That new thing you got from, whatever, whoever you got that from, Valiant, I think. It's not like I went into your account and said, oh, you know, oh, okay, it's not like I went into your account and was like, oh, you know, this play with the 81, it's really Adriano Wildcat, you know, he's the first person ever, he's dedicated Wildcat, man, he's the worst piece of shit ever. Like, it's not like I did that. Like, I didn't go into your account and physically mess with your account, mess with people. He chatted a lot of people on that account that were not supposed to be chatting. He chatted my uncle at, like, 3 in the morning and was like, hi there. And my uncle thought it was an emergency, so he called me at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's the stuff he did to the VM. When you gave him the key, he went flying, bro. If you don't want to do that, man, you're... Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it, man. You're a great friend to have around, like you said in that chat message. And you really are, but, like, man. Don't you think that was taking it too far? If you actually... Okay, you actually did tell him, hey, Patrick, go mess with Preston's Skype account. Dude, I could... I could have fun with that in so many ways, bro, because if you actually admit this in this recording and you actually admit it, man, that's on recording, bro. And dude, don't think I'm going to be recording these Skype calls from now on. And you probably are too, so I don't really care. And you probably don't care either, because of all this crap, you know. We need proof of, you know, if the police have to get involved or whatever, I don't think they will, because, shit, you know. None of us feel like going to the police right now, but if I was really wanting to go through with the police thing, like right now, I could literally call up your Lapeer or the Deckerville police station, wherever you're at, and I say, you know, this guy's, you know, telling other people to harass myself and they actually listened to him because I did it and all this crap. I could actually go through with that and they would actually probably what they would do is probably go to your house and see what's going on, and then you would have to admit it because you can't lie to the cops. I mean, you can, but you frick, you know, we come back in karma and bite you in the ass. But, you know, if I really want to cause you grief, man, I could have done it, man. I could have done it as soon as I saw that. I could have called the Deckerville or the Lapeer police or wherever your cabin, or I could have waited until you got down to Deckerville where you are right now. And I could have called the police right there. Could have called the police station right there. And I could have pressed charges on you. So you're freaking lucky, man. Anyways, this next part is about the VM. Okay, so I chatted you with. Told you what I did with the VM, which is where I installed the Dropbox, the Dropbox add-on for NVDA, and then I installed the Networks add-on for NVDA and Networks add-on. Also, I installed the Kate and Paul things on there. It was successful, and I think what happened was, your internet, broke, so it broke, if this makes sense, if it doesn't make sense, ask me to clarify, but basically, what happened was, your internet, which you were on Verizon, I give you that, because it ran really good, it ran like a charm. So, what happened was, there's this file I have in Dropbox, it's in the pipe organ recordings, it's called Fucking Around with Foreigners. FUCKING space AROUND space WITH space FARNERS. I'm not sure if that's how you spell foreigners, but that's what we renamed it because we didn't know how to spell foreigners the right way. If it's the wrong way, don't quote me on my spelling because I'm spelling horrible as you do T in the chats that I type to you. Sometimes my space bars being fucking weird and so. There's this file he made because of this Imran Jansen chatted me. And he chatted you at the same time, too. I think the same day. And he wanted to be your friend. And he wanted to, a little bit about myself. So, I kind of messed with him and kind of, went in a notepad first to make sure I didn't make any mistakes. And, I had a little fun with him, and just when I was done with the notepad file, Manny called me, and he was like, here, okay, he heard my speech, because I was on speakers. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, okay, I'm trying to, can you do this for me? So, I select all, copy, went over to his name, hit enter on send, paste it in the chat window and sent it. And, we had some fun with that notepad file. We made it into a pipe organ file, which is an MP3. He converted it from AIFF to MP3. And we called it Fucking Around with Foreigners, which is kind of, this is exactly what I was doing. So we converted it with Gold Wave to MP3. Which, by the way, Manny has Gold Wave because he paid for it or whatever. So, Manny did all that part. I renamed it and gave it to Manny on a Skype file. And, he converted it to MP3, which took, freaking forever because it was a long pipe organ file. It was, 20 minutes long. Literally. It took me 20 minutes to type it, and then it took it 20 minutes to convert. So, 40 minutes later, I have it in my Dropbox pipe organ files. So, yesterday night, or last night, or whatever, and I said, I'm going to test out the stream, and you're like, okay, whatever, cool. So then, I went to my Dropbox, first I've got on my server, tthub.org, 10028, that server. That goes kind of a server because, there's kind of minor issues with that server right now. So it's not really working, right? So it might not be the VM. Might be the server. I gotta take a look at the server today later when I'm bored and wanna take a look at the server. Because there's stuff wrong with the server that wasn't my fault. And, and another thing, Adriano, that you were chatting Simon about. And I can't even get up chats from Simon. Too lazy right now, but I can do it if you really need them. You chatted Simon about Ivan not getting the NVDA remote, not getting the NVDA remote, IP address, IP addresses. Well, mister, I think you could do more than that, man. What I have right here in my downloads and documents and favorites and Dropbox and Simon's folder and Manny's folder is proof for you right here. I'll put it in your folder. There's a lot of stuff to read, but there's some interesting stuff to read. Because you know about the TT Team Talk logs, right? Well, well, maybe I shouldn't say anything, but, maybe I will. So, you remember how the virtual machine was my old one that was on my dedicated server before Hewitt and Soto decided to fuck it over, was on your dedicated server? Which is fine, because heck, we ran a lot, hell of a lot faster than freaking her nuck, but that's okay. And I'm not complaining, it's fine, but, it's the same. Holy crap.
Set, stop, record duration 0 seconds, position 26 minutes, 37 seconds.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to roll here. Let's see if I can max it out. Basically, what happened was...
Alert. Low battery.
Chop.
Close.
Close. Position 26 minutes, 51 seconds. Position 26 minutes, 52 seconds. Duration, record, stop, send, button.
Basically, what happened with that was, with the TT Team Talk logs, Simon Yeager, which is the owner of the TT Hub, chain generation.
Record. English, you, stop, set, stop, record, direct, voice, finish, voice message, edge, position, 27 minutes, direct, record, stop, send, button.
So pretty much what happened was, okay, so I have 2 minutes to go, but whatever. If I don't get down in 2 minutes, I can always leave you another three of my. But, man, this is the longest theorem I ever rambled on about, but okay, sorry for the long message, like you said, sorry for the long message, and it's fine. But the thing you gotta remember about the Team Talk logs is it shows both your IP addresses, man. So... if somebody wanted to be a total useless piece of crap to you and do this to you, they could, actually. I'm not sure how they would do it, but I know they could. I talked to Simon Yeager about it, and he said, yeah, it's possible. It's very likely possible that they could do that to you. They could have, on your dedicated... because you don't remember how you were having this trouble with your dedicated server? Well, I think I know why, what they were doing. Because if you remember, last year, maybe it was like earlier this year or something. No, wait, it was last year, because VM, the whole VM thing, they got your dedicated server IP address. And what they could have done is they could have contacted the whatever dedicated provider dedicated server thing, and they could have said, they could have made up for them, a believable story, for us, a lie, because, you know, and they could have said, oh, this guy contacted me, and he's, you know, in the hospital or some shit, and he wants this computer shut down, and they could have done it. You know, I'm not saying that could have happened, but I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but it could have happened. Anyways, this is about the timeout, so I'm gonna scoot out of here, and you can stream me back whenever you get this message, or whenever you have time, but, VM is running fine, by the way. It's purring like a cat.